Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
The mayor leading the backlash against this boat party, saying that she's sick of the lack of social distancing out on the water.
Rafting on the river seems like fun in the sun, but when it's in the middle of a pandemic with no masks and no social distancing.
I'm tired of everyone's baloney. If you want to go on the ocean, respect it. Just because it's open doesn't mean it's all yours.
Images of large boat gatherings have incensed Gloucester's mayor and police chief, who spent months trying to strike a balance with residents being able to enjoy the summer while staying safe and keeping COVID-19 cases down.
I don't know what I can do anymore except to tell people, you know what? I don't care. When did this disease become politics?
Love her.
Yes.
Go off.
The mayor is speaking my language. We have put our political spies to work over the past couple of days trying to chalk down the mayor. We found the harbor master. The harbor master reached out and we're like, well, we love you, buddy, but we really want to speak with Mayor Taken. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
Well, thank you, first of all, for taking a few minutes to chat with us. It's good to meet you. I have to tell you.
Obviously, you don't know me because I never do a few minutes.
That's my girl.
You can take over the show. We got time.
That's all right, Mayor. It's all your show now. We're in your world.
Thank you. We are
in your world.
Now we're talking my language.
Now, we love the North Shore. I got to tell you, for my money, and I've lived all over the world, that Wingershiek, to me, is one of the top 10 beaches in the world. I love it. There is no argument there. You cannot fight me on that one. But I want to ask you.
Can you stop announcing that right now? I have it already full, Max. Can you wait till the winter to say how much you love us?
Oh, okay.
Mayor Taken's like, the parking lot is full. Do
He's
not come.
Everyone in the whole world, just come on in. It's like, I can't do anything else. All right, keep
Wingershiek sucks. Wingershiek sucks.
Do not come. Gloucester's closed.
Gloucester's closed. We got bugs.
Shark in the water.
Greenheads. It's the worst.
Bacteria. Stay away.
So what's going on? What is going on with the young people out on these boats? What do you want to say to them right now?
Young people, I'm just going to say, you know what, people in general, you know,
okay.
We've been closed up for 4 months. I'm not going to say young. And I mean, the picture showed a lot of young people, you know, people renting boats before, like out of this world. I mean, they are selling more boats and jet skis than they are vehicles, and they're renting boats. And my biggest concern too, one, is people who are renting boats are really not experienced as far as our waters.
Right, so you're here,
like you just heard today, Wingershiek, they tie up, it's beautiful. You can, you know, go in a sandbar and then go swimming and then go back on your boat. So everyone wants to try that because, you know what, you've been inside.
Right.
What's happening is a lot of them, during low tide, they get stuck on the sandbar, they don't know how to get out, and they have to wait till high tide. And so when you're sitting there rafting up, I found out what rafting up was because I really am old and I thought rafts were, you know, like when we were younger and you blew up something and you just went on a raft.
Right.
I don't own a boat. So when I found out rafting up and I got educated from my harbor master, and sometimes you have to because it depends on where you are and, you know, the tide and everything and how it is. And it's safe sometimes to where you have to tie up. And I said, well, that's fine, but this was not rafting up. This, to me, what I saw and what I keep seeing from the people who live on the beach, the private area, where people actually got stuck on their beaches, end up getting out of their boats, going in their backyards. I mean, it wasn't just, okay, we are rafting up and we're like in a pool of boats, okay? And then we're staying out here. No, it was all the time. Now, remember, these people who you can say who purchased their homes on Wangishi Beach, the private area for the beautiful looks and everything else, should get used to it. Well, they have. No one's really been outrageously complaining in the past.
Right.
This year, it says over-engated. I mean, over. Now, when my harbor master said, you can't even believe where some of these boats are coming from, which makes me nervous, too, because is it just rentals and that's why? You know how when you rent a car and it could be from New Hampshire, but really you rented it from here?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, and that's the whole thing. And when we ask, oh, my God, the responses sometimes, my harbor master, you can't believe some of the responses. I mean, it's just really rude and ignorant. You don't have to do that. We're asking for everyone else's security, yours, too. We're trying to be there. I mean, last weekend, you have to remember that there's so many miles of ocean that we can take as far as the Harbor Master in Gloucester, 65 miles.
Right.
Then you have the state federal waters. And then you have, you know, environmental police came, our police, our patrolmen for the Gloucester Police Department were there. I mean, and we still couldn't keep up.
It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to Gloucester Mayor Taken, who is really at a loss for words about this whole situation. You really need to come out of your shell a little bit.
You're so
Let
shocked.
Me ask, be honest with me. Be honest with me. When you said baloney, you used the word baloney because the cameras were in front of you, weren't you? Didn't you?
Of course, everyone who knows me knows. I'm a Sicilian. You really think that's the only word I can say?
Because
first of all,
I have my finger on the dump button, Mayor. So please keep it clean.
Vocabulary. Yeah.
Listen, I've been texting with her for 2 days, and I promise you, she knows some words.
Yeah, that's my girl.
Absolutely, in all languages.
Well, listen, we appreciate what it is that you're dealing with.
Absolutely.
Though. You got to be smart. You got to be safe when you're out there. And I get it. And I'm going through this with my family, too. I have a 9-year-old son, and we're stuck in the house all the time. And the first thing we want to do when we get some nice weather is to drive up to the North Shore and go to the beach. And there's not enough room
Absolutely.
For everybody, and there's nowhere to park. And then so everybody's like, oh, well, we'll just get the boat and ride out to the sandbar.
You know what it is? Is that you're all broadcasting, you know, Good Harbor and Wangishi Beach. That's great. Those are beautiful beaches. There are amazing beaches, okay? But we have little hidden treasures, too, all around. We have so many things that you can do. So, you know what? Take your family, come for the day, go on a whale watch, see the amazing ocean that way. Then you can come and have lunch, and then you say, oh, guess what? You know what? I think most of the people have left because some of them just go mornings to the beaches. And then we have more room, and you can come in, look at the tide. When it's high tide, there's no way we can fit all these people.
Right.
So you know what? Look at the tide. You know what? It's called, how many women out there are smart shoppers? Especially right now. Well, be a smart shopper when it comes to your life. Be a smart, responsible person.
Be a smart shopper.
You know, we want you here. We want you to do these things. Respect. What happened to it?
I don't know, Mayor. I don't know what it is. Producer Dan, you have a question real quick?
No, I'm just...
It's baloney. That's what it is. It's baloney.
Has a mayor ever dragged somebody by the ear down the beach before? Because I feel like that's going to happen in Gloucester.
I feel like Mayor Taken is going to be the one.
I have been when I was younger. So, because I'm a Sicilian, and yes, we do. And, you know, when you're younger, girls playing with boys weren't allowed, so...
All mayors should be Sicilian. That's my new take.
Right. And, you know, and but you know what? I understand. Half of these kids that are out there are my kids. I call them my kids because, you know what? I was born and raised here. I was a city council for 13 years. I've been in healthcare for 20 years. So one way or another, I knew these kids. You know what? And I don't blame them. You know what?
Right.
They're
not
doing anything illegal.
Right.
They're saying, you know, we're live. And what's the... They're not seeing the consequences,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Right.
They hear it, but they don't believe it because look how beautiful it is out.
I don't know. It is. It's the North Shore.
Seeing the
it's
lowest
gorgeous.
Risk. The lowest risk is being in the ocean, and it's being on the water, and that's right. But it doesn't mean there is no risk.
All right. No more baloney. No more baloney if you're wrapped in up.
No,
no more baloney.
Home and make a sandwich.
Mayor Taken, have you tried malarkey? Or...
Yeah.
No horseplay in Gloucester?
Yeah. How about tomfoolery? No tomfoolery. Yeah. Mayor Taken, thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on the show. It was wonderful to meet you.
Okay. And you know what? Cut the baloney, will you?
Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
Have a good day. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.